Feng Shui for the Soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. NewSkyRadio.com.
WOMC HD3 Detroit. KMPS HD3 Seattle. WBMX HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life. Combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you, baby.
248-545-SOUL. NewSkyRadio.com.
Nothing on you.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian.
And together we are Voices of Soul.
I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And my website, jeanadrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I've got a ton of tools on my website to help you grow, so check it out. Sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you a free link. And it's a membership to the online InnerSpeak cards. You can use them as often as you want. They're the cards I use every week to do clearings on the show. You can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years' experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me. You can also book a double team with Jean and I. It's a Sky Listener special only. We will provide more information as the show goes on. We are here for you today. We're going to ask you, you can call us 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in and instant feedback. Just be really clear. Don't ask general questions. It's better when we all know that you know exactly what you want to know about. So just let us know what it is so that we can assist you best. We're going to have an interesting show today. I do want to do a call out. Apparently this is for everyone in Detroit, and calling all Denver do-gooders. The Katie Show, along with special correspondence Camera Hughes, is challenging you to start to change your community. So join Katie, challenge for change, and make a difference where you live. She's coming to Detroit today, and she wants to help the Detroit community come together and adopt One Child's Christmas List for $30 or make a donation to collaborating organizations, Alternative for Girls. She has cameras and will capture donations accepted at Alternative for Girls, located at 903 West Grand Boulevard from 10 a.m. Okay, that's done. Or go to the Hard Rock Cafe at 45 Monroe Street from 1 to 2:30. And also at Wayne State University Student Center at 5221 Gullen Mall at from 3 to 4. All right, so I did my bit. Okay.
Yeah, the 3 to 4 bit's probably going to be the easiest one to get to, folks.
Yeah, probably if you're listening to the show. All right. So, okay, so this should be an interesting show because this generally Gene and I agree on almost everything. So this may be a show where we're going to have a little bit of interesting discussion where we may not completely agree, but I know that when we bring it back to its original source, I know that we all agree. So it should be an interesting show. So I actually want to go through with discussing about what we suggested as our topic, which is the fear of abandonment, because that certainly has been something that I have been working with and I pretty much started, I think, to get a handle on. But you have an interesting twist. So go for it.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is I haven't fully integrated this twist yet.
Ah, yes. Okay.
This is all brand new material to me. I don't really know how I feel about it yet either. Mm. I'm just, you know. But basically, when I look at abandonment, it's an illusion.
Yes.
The reality is not that somebody's abandoned me or that I'm, you know, but that I've really left myself, but I've projected it outwards. So I think people have abandoned me or I'm afraid that they're going to abandon me. So then I end up losing myself to, you know, make them not abandon me. And then they do it anyway.
Right. I think one of the bigger, I mean, I think when I think of abandonment, I think when we go to our deepest, deepest core, is there is a belief due to pretty much all of the religious dogma on the planet that believes that we are one separate from God,
yeah.
and that we were kicked out of Eden, which means we were abandoned by God. And so there's this belief, I think, that a lot of us hold around abandonment, if we go deep enough, that it has something to do with that core belief that, one, we are separate, and two, that God has abandoned us. And I think a lot of us hold a lot of anger there because we feel that. And of course, it's illusion, and it's not correct, and that's not even necessarily what the religions are saying. But I think a lot of people have integrated that as, you know, a core belief and a core fear.
Yeah, and I would agree with you there completely. I'm in 100% agreement with that one.
Yeah.
You know, I think this, the piece that I'm working on trying to integrate, this new material that I learned this weekend, has to do with, you know, that my only job, my real only job as a soul, is to stay in connection with Source and take care of me.
Which I would
not take care of anybody else.
I would wholly agree with as well.
And so if I'm feeling abandoned, then if I'm only taking care of myself, then there can be nothing outside of me that has abandoned me, except I've abandoned myself.
Right.
Or I feel that way.
Right. Yeah. It was a piece about how your body isn't here to feel. I think we're here to express every emotion possible. And feeling, I mean, I believe that the soul, when we get those beautiful desires, that directly comes from the soul. So I'm not sure where the soul doesn't feel, because I think the soul is in, well, maybe it's not, it doesn't feel fear. Maybe, you know, everything, because really we're love. So
yeah,
in the absence of love, maybe that's where the soul has confusion around or doesn't understand. But I believe that we're definitely here to feel and experience all of the depth of emotion, because I think one of the things that, you know, that often comes up when we talk about higher evolved beings or some of the extraterrestrials that people have connected in with, and that they say that they don't have emotion. And I know that there's a lot of people that talk about detachment in that way, as to not feel emotions, but I believe that this is a purely emotional experience, because I think that that's how we move through things. And I think it's also when we stuff things down, because we don't want to feel pain. We only want to feel pleasure. And then we get into the whole manipulation thing. But it's an interesting topic to discuss. So let's continue.
Absolutely. And, you know, and if you're listening to us today and you've got issues around abandonment, fear of abandonment, because that's really the core fear, I think, for 99% of the 7 billion people on planet Earth.
I agree. I think if you go down deep enough, that's where it lies.
Yeah.
I think, you know, people will say it's unworthiness, or, you know, they'll give all sorts of names. But I 100% agree that that is probably the deepest one.
Yeah. So, you know, call us, because that's really, that, you know, that's why we're here. We want to talk to you. We want to help you look at where you are with that and help you clear it away. And the number is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. It's also an instant feedback on the homepage of Sky Radio. But if you choose to use that route, you know, we're not talking to you directly, so we're really going to need a lot more information. So don't just go, oh, I feel abandoned, you know. But let us know, you know, really what's going on and how you would like for us to help you on the instant feedback. If you're on the phone, we can ask you that question.
Right. Perfect. So, yeah, I mean, that is something that I've had a lot of personal experience from the womb, basically.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, for me, that's a core issue that's hit me deeply. And I'm just starting to feel, but I mean, it has been part of the way that I have, you know, seen the entire world. Like, it's how I've created the story around almost everything, really, like from my relationship with money to my relationship with people. I mean, it has to do with, you know, whether I'm supported, whether, you know, it's an all-inclusive piece.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an interesting way. So, okay. So continue on as to what they believed
one of the things that I think I told you last week that, you know, I was going out to this workshop and I was expecting to hook up with an old boyfriend, you know, and because I've been doing so much work on staying centered, staying in my divine line, keeping my energy to myself and taking care of myself, what happened didn't affect me at all.
Mm.
But you know, a month ago it would have derailed me.
Right.
So I get out there and Friday night I get an email from my friend telling me that the cold that he had last week has turned into a massive earache. He went to the doctor. He's on antibiotics. He's going to spend the whole weekend in bed, so he won't see me on Sunday night.
Right.
And, you know, so that had the ability to punch all of those abandonment buttons, you know, and
like it had anything to do with you.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the thing, is that that's how we create the story around it, because, of course, we believe that it is personal, and we have no way of verifying it, or have it's usually people with abandonment has trust issues as well. So it's an interesting how we would have created story around that, yes.
Exactly. So I was really proud of myself.
Good for you.
Like, wow, I've come a long way, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That means all the work that I do is worthwhile. And I love it when I get that kind of validation.
Yes. Yes. Well, see, now you just have to say, oh, well, I guess you'll have to come visit me then.
Well, that's exactly what I said. I sent him an email and I said, okay, tag, you're it. You come to Georgia. And I've got a pretty good indication that probably will never happen, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well,
it's like, yeah, I'm not attached to it.
Right.
So,
well, and you didn't think anything was going to happen with this anyway, so.
Exactly.
Because
so maybe I even created that.
Sure.
Who knows?
The state differences and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, our story is this thing that we tell ourselves that is the reason and how we make it personal to us. I mean, because clearly, you know, unless he was lying, you know.
And I don't think that he was.
Right. That a cold turning in, you know, if you have, I know what ear problems are like. I haven't had them in a long time, and I'm going to knock on wood so that it never does happen again. But knowing what that's like, you know, that's certainly something I've done in the past where if it will knock me out, and certainly has. So it's not, it's just that in the, when you have those kind of issues, you see everything as personal. You see every piece as some sort of rejection towards you, or that it has to do with you being, you know, the problem instead of whatever it is they're going through. And that's a big piece, because we always seem to think it's the other person that is, you know, showing us something about ourselves. And often, you know, it's just the other person, something happening with them. Like when we see a breakup, we see the breakup is them breaking up with us. And really, right. It's just them breaking up because they need to do something else.
Right. Yeah, I love, you know, Don Miguel Ruiz's take on it. It's never about us.
It's never. We want to make it about us because that's our ego.
Yeah. The other thing that I was able to look at clearly this weekend is, you know, that one was was an actual situation where the energy around it had to do with a partner.
Right.
But many times, you know, most of us are very empathetic beings, and we can pick that same energy and that fear of abandonment stuff up from friends, mm-hmm. you know, like in my case, but also from our unseen friends. From our team, you know, from mass consciousness.
Definitely.
You know, and again, we think it's all about us.
Right.
So one of the things that I'm going to have to start remembering to do is when my abandonment issue buttons get punched for whatever reason, I really need to stop and check in and go, wow, is this mine? And if I don't think so, then I need to find out where it comes from. And when I do that, send the energy back where it came from.
Yeah. Let's go to break. And
all right.
We'll chat about that more because there's an interesting thing. Yes.
All right. So this is our first break for today. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio powered by CBS. And when we come back from break, we're going to take your calls and we'll do readings and clearings and talk more about abandonment. The number is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Out of my-
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now, 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky, newskyradio.com.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Lori Houston. Today, Jean Adrian and I are talking about the fear of abandonment. We're ready to assist you with readings and clearings, so give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. It's right on the homepage. Just be really, really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. I think there's a couple things I wanted to talk about, but you kind of mentioned something that kind of brought in something about a show that I did on Friday, which was about our healing teams that apparently you also discussed, which I think is fascinating because it's kind of like just come into my world in the last week. And the fact that you also brought it up on the weekend is kind of cool. So it's see how much we are in alignment.
Yeah. I knew we were.
I knew we were too. It was just some of the things you were, anyway, none of the things you've said so far has us not in alignment. But the healing team, I think it's interesting for us to note that we, you know, a lot of times we pick up these healing teams and we may consciously know about them, we may not know about them consciously, but they could be from our ancestors, they could be from our soul group, they could have been something we sort of inherited when we came onto this life. We may have asked for it to be the same team. But the point that I want to bring up and the point that we brought up on Friday's show with Tracy McBurney is often, one, we have more than one team because we think we need to have a team for our personal self. We think we may have a team for our works that we do. We may have a team for our relationships and friends, so, or our family. So we have possibly up to three different teams, and maybe more, but we also connect in with all of those teams. This is a fascinating show. You really want to listen to it, Tracy McBurney's show on Friday, just to understand what we're going to talk about now. But the point that I want to say is that we need to ask the divine, whether that's the divine that is within us, that spark, that piece that are part of our soul and spirit that is within us, to ask them to choose the team so that it's fully enlightened or 100% love and light, or ask the divine outside of you, whoever you connect with, to recreate that team or to hand choose that team. And we should only have one. We shouldn't have several different teams. We should only have one that is fully enlightened to assist us best. But Jean, you also had stuff you wanted to talk about that.
Well, you know, it's just that sometimes, you know, our team, our crew, you know, wants to help and protect us, but it gets a bit overzealous and it brings in or takes responsibility for things that are not ours and that are not the team's either.
Right.
You know, and, you know, just like we're supposed to be responsible for our own divine line, you know, each of our team members is supposed to be responsible for maintaining their own integrity as well.
Right.
And, you know, and once you release all that stuff back, you know, if you consciously go in and ask your team to release everything that's not its direct responsibility, not its job, and you do the same thing, it's very liberating.
Right. I think the bigger piece is that it's not even, see, we often do things for others. And Tracy had a great example of how she was helping enable her husband. But we often do things because that's the only way that team or our soul thought it could push us to get into the work we're supposed to be doing, or to push us to heal, or to push us to change and shift. So it's not so much, you know, that they have to get clearer. They could be very, very clear. It's just that we have to say no more, like no more getting involved with things unless they're 100% love and light for the highest and best for everybody involved. It's not, you know, in this case, you know, she had to get him angry, and the way he felt as a child, to go into isolation so that he could be creative. So that's just part of the role she was enabling and playing. And so it's not like any of it's to be judged. And it's not like any of it's wrong. And the team felt it was very correct, and her team felt it was correct to be hooked into this to assist. So it's almost like it's deeper than, it's an interesting, fascinating piece, and I would again recommend everybody to listen to that show just because it goes into such detail about our healing team.
Cool. Yeah. It's just, we've got to, we've got to learn individually, and as each of us gets this, if enough of us get it, that 100th monkey thing's going to happen.
Exactly.
So that mass consciousness can take this huge leap forward into integrity. But, I guess I've been focused on integrity for a long time.
Yeah, you do.
But what I'm learning is that there's another layer to the definition of it. And integrity is minding your own business. It's taking care of your stuff and
right.
not allowing yourself at any level in any dimension to try to take responsibility for anything that's not yours.
Right. And we can give unconditionally. Most of the time we're not giving unconditionally. Most of the time we're only giving with conditions.
Right.
It's like we have to do our work. Our work is the only thing that is going to change and shift the world.
Yeah.
And it starts with our world, but our world can be, a huge piece of all of the puzzle. So, it's always with us. But why don't we pull some cards, and then I can do a reading after the break if we don't have enough time. I'm just about this and how we can sort of, from a conscious or massive conscious level, just start shifting all this.
Yeah, so let's just take a moment, surrender to spirit, and ask for help in looking at what needs to be looked at today for each of our highest and best good and the highest and best good of all, so that we can heal this illusion of abandonment for all of us. And it's interesting, the source card comes out to be this lifetime. So for this fear of abandonment for each of us, did this get set up when we were less than 5 years old? So this is a less than 5 years old thing for every person listening to this. So let's see what the setup is around that. It's interesting that, that the cards are pulling it out to be this lifetime and not a past life or, whatever.
I think because it's such a prevalent issue, we bring it in every life.
Ah, and oh gosh, I've got chills all over this one. And the setup on this is abandonment, child or loved one taken away, and servitude, felt powerless to do anything about it. The stuck belief is I can't have what I want. Oh boy, I'm resonating. And the soul reaction, what this did to each of our souls, and this is where we all connect with each other. The soul reaction is that inflow has been shut down. Money, love, and creativity. So, yeah, wow. Just like you were talking about that dealing with issues of abandonment have affected your money.
Mm-hmm.
They've affected everything. So
right.
it's the key to unlock all of our issues around, each of these things, money, love, creativity, and abandonment. So let's clear this thing. So let me pull three of the green clearing cards. So each of us needs to just take a moment, close your eyes, and go find your little child self, your inner child, who felt like love was taken away from them, that a loved one abandoned them. And when you find your little child, ask him or her, "What can I do to help you, little one?" And then help your little inner child to forgive. Help him or her to forgive whoever it was that they feel abandoned them or took their love away from them. And then help them to forgive themselves for feeling powerless to do anything about that. And then take that little child by the hand, and the two of you walk together into the beautiful violet flame of transformation, and allow the violet flame to burn away the limiting beliefs of I can't have what I want, and all the blocks that are keeping us from having all the money, all the love, and all the creative inflow that we want in our lives. Good job. And we receive blessings from the angels for stepping up to the plate and doing this work to start the shift for everyone. And the first blessing is renewed faith in yourself. The second blessing is union. Being able to actually accept love from yourself, from Mother, Father, God, and from those outside yourself. And the final blessing is opening to miracles. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing, so just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And I think we're going to have to go to break before you can do a reading on
that's
it, Lori.
Right.
So, but that's okay. It all happens in divine time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, it's time for us to take another break, and you're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. You can find Lori at intuitivesoul.com. And so while you're on my website, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll give you a free subscription to these cards we're using. After the break, we're going to talk more about abandonment. Lori's going to bring us a reading about it, and we'll do the same for you. Call in on 248-545-7685. We'll be right back.
Seeking guidance in areas of love, career, and family? Kimmy Rose and Friends provides access to gifted psychics and is just a call away at 1-888-626-7386. Visit KimmyRose.com. That's Kimmy with an I-E. And click on the link to Kimmy Rose and Friends under Kimmy's picture on the right. Choose your advisor and click on their link below. If they're not immediately available, schedule an appointment with them. Kimmy Rose and Friends, connecting you with psychic advisors Kimmy Trust.
Colors of your heart, all the wisdom.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Gene Adrian can be found at GeneAdrian.com, myself, Lori Houston, IntuitiveSoul.com. Gene is with us every second and fourth Monday of the month, so she will be back again with us on the 25th. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, yay! and obviously it's from 1 to 2 p.m. And we are here ready for readings and clearings. You can give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on instant feedback. Again, just be really clear. Don't be general. Just be clear about what it is that you're wanting. That's the way we can best assist you. We've been talking a little bit about our special. Gene and I offer a special for Sky listeners only. It's a half hour with the two of us, and it's only $75. Next break, I'll give you a toll-free number of how you can reach us, but you can also just reach us through our websites, intuitivesoul.com and geneadrian.com, and connect with us that way if you want to take advantage of that, or, you know, connect with either of us for a private session. All right, so we did the clearing. I want to talk a little bit about what I got from a reading perspective. Basically, I mean, this is one of the things that makes us always sort of, it's almost like money in how we're attached to it. Because again, it's this piece where our ego wants to be right. And our ego needs to feel important, and it needs to feel that everything sort of centers around it. And I don't ever believe that we necessarily have to get rid of our ego. I think our ego can evolve, and it evolves into a higher consciousness. And that's my belief on what happens with the ego when we, you know, when we move into a more enlightened state or a more awakened state. But what happens with abandonment is that is truly what I guess I was talking about at the beginning, is that we feel separate. That's the abandonment piece, is that we are feeling separate, and then we associate separateness from being feeling alone. And that's, you know, that's the grief and the sadness that comes, and the disappointment and the possible betrayal, and everything is kind of associated with that. But we hold on to that. We see that in almost everything that happens to us. So everything that happens, we sort of make it personal that it's happening to us. And that's when the ego gets involved, and that's when our fears get involved, and everything gets triggered around that. And that's really a piece of this, you know, that everything is going to happen. And so sometimes, you know, depending on your personality, sometimes that means you push people away before they get too close because you're afraid they're going to leave. So you detach and you push them away. Or it happens that, you know, they break up or they leave, or something happens where they need to make a change, and then you take it personally and you get all involved, and then you see it as them abandoning you. But sometimes you abandoned you, and sometimes you kind of push things away, and sometimes you do it so that it doesn't happen. So it's a very interesting dynamic that we can play out, and sometimes we do both.
Yeah.
But what I get all around this is, you know, we really have all of the opportunities available to us to create shifts in this. And, you know, we have the world. Like, it really is ours to create what we want and desire. And from the soul level, it's, you know, that inner place instead of all of this outer stuff that we usually focus on. But we've got, you know, an incredible team. We've got angels all around us. You know, we have the ability to, you know, to have everything we desire, as long as we, you know, as long as that's not where we get attached. And that's something we talked about last week when we had our show about, you know, what to expect. Often we get attached to what it's supposed to look like and how it's supposed to happen. So we try to manipulate it to happen the way we want it to happen. And that's when everything gets kind of crazy. But, you know, it's all there for us. We just have to open up. We have to open up to the possibilities and the opportunities that are there for us, and not shut down and close off. So it's it's interesting how we just get caught up. And so that's,
yeah. It's really also about taking responsibility for yourself too. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are worried about being abandoned, then taking responsibility for your own peace of mind, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. is important. I mean, that's all part of that integrity piece too.
Right. Yeah. It's just an interesting where we get caught up and how we get caught up and how easily we can get caught up and getting caught up when we don't even know that we're participating in this game that we're caught up in. Like it's a fascinating aspect of us waking up. And when we're not even aware that we're not awake or that we're sleeping, you know, it's just everything's happening for all the right reasons. We're just, you know, we need to sort of be there. Oh, look, we've got our first instant feedback. Thanks.
Yay.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a little general, but we can see what it is. And I'm sure that if there's something that Jean needs to clear, we can definitely assist you. So basically, if Sarah's wanting to know about a possible love interest coming into her life, unless you're specific, I mean, love is always all around you. You're the one that has to be opened and willing and available. A lot of times, again, with this whole mirror thing, we see the other person as being unavailable. And when we take responsibility to actually look at ourselves, we find out that we're unavailable, which is not what we were expecting.
Well, and especially when you consider that the very first card I pulled for Sarah is self-sabotage to avoid transforming.
Yeah.
So here, I think you're right on that one.
Well, I think it's a lot of us do that, though. You know, we see the other person as being unavailable. But when you actually look at your own things, I mean, if you feel a fear abandonment, well, then there's a part of you that is holding back and there's a part of you that's not available. Okay, so what I'm getting, Sarah, is, again, there is love all around you. There is definitely somebody very close by, but there's also been some issues around whatever you experienced with your father figure. So something around that has been making either you unavailable or you picking unavailable men. And sometimes that means it's both. I see that you've struggled a lot with it. There is an offer of love coming to you. I actually see somebody very close, if not somebody you already know. And that may also be part of it. There may be a part of you that has not quite fully released and forgiven somebody from the past so that you can allow the new to come in a much deeper and more profound way. I'm getting that you need to be more open and to allow some of this to happen. I think Jean's going to assist you, though, with whatever it is that you're sabotaging yourself. But love is all around you, honey. It's just you. It's just you being able to see it and to release some of the fears that have been holding you in the place that you're at so that you're not able to get what you're wanting. So, Jean?
So the setup is arranged or no love marriage, and loss of faith in self, others, and God. So don't know if your parents, if the modeling that you got from your parents had to do with lack of love, or if you've actually been in a situation where you didn't feel love, but you came away from it with a belief of I am broken. And the soul reaction, what this has done to your soul is it's made your ability to be in relationship with others to be disrupted. So what I need you to do, sweetie, is go back and find the source on this arranged or no love marriage paradigm that's caused you to lose faith in yourself and made you feel broken. And I need you to forgive whoever that is. You need to do the forgiveness work on that. And then
I'm going to say it's both father and a couple of other relationships.
Exactly. And then there's some mirror work that needs to be done. The first is to imagine you're seeing yourself in a mirror and you see this woman who, feels that she's broken. I want you to blow that image away so that you can see your true self behind that. And then I want you to ask the angels to take all of the mirrors out of your body and feel so you quit attracting to yourself people, places, and situations that reinforce your feeling broken and not being able to be in relationship. And the blessings that you receive from the angels, the first one is courage to follow your heart's command, and the second one is synchronistic flow and good fortune. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing, so just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides. And we have to go to break now. This is our last one for today. I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that Lori and I are doing and you want more in-depth clearing, you can either visit me on my website, jeanadrian.com, Lori on her website, intuitivesoul.com. You can sign up for a one-on-one with either one of us, or we offer a special for Sky listeners. It's half an hour with both of us for just $75. So when we come back from break, Lori will give you the number that you can call toll-free to schedule that. So this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori, and we'll be right back on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Come on, we don't know the past, we don't know the future. Hey.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lauren, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Voices of Soul, and we've been talking all about abandonment. You can find out more about Jean if you go to our website, jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, at intuitivesoul.com. If you want to take advantage of our Sky Special, it allows us to get a little bit more personal and in-depth with you because it's a half hour. It's only $75. You can contact us through our websites, or you can call a toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL, so 855-444-7685, and just leave a message. We'll get back to you, and we'll book that up for you because it's definitely a good thing coming into the holidays. I know that a lot of people, you know, if you want to give it a gift as a gift, you can do that as well. So there are lots of opportunities and possibilities for you. So, yeah, take advantage of that because it's definitely going to allow you to come from a better place. And I know that as we move into December and as we move closer to the bigger holiday, we've got some kind of disappointment around astrologically where Venus is going to go retrograde, which really impacts a lot of people, especially at this time of the year. So kind of wish that wasn't happening right at Christmas, which is at like December 21st, so right on our solstice, which is it's not so good. But anyway, we'll help you through to have a good holiday season. So what were we talking about? We've been talking about abandonment. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Jean?
I think we've just about beat that horse to death, haven't we?
Well, I don't know if we beat it to death because I think a lot of people kind of go through it. So I think there's always more that you could probably talk about abandonment with everybody because until you actually are ready to sort of look at it and deal with it and understand that we're never, ever alone. Yeah, I think that's it's an interesting piece. I think it's a big piece that just too many people are caught up in. And you said 99%. I tend to agree that that's probably one of our deepest core issues.
Yeah, you know, and I think that what you just said about that we really are never alone is what's so important because we have to get to that place where we can recognize that. When you can get to that place where you can recognize that you're always surrounded by support, and the support has to come from within you, not from outside you, then you're impervious mm-hmm. to all of these distractions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like abandonment and loneliness and addictions and anxiety and arrogance and anger. I mean, you know, those are all the A ones I can think of. But, so again, we've got responsibility for taking care of ourselves. You know, I've got this sign in my kitchen. I bought it at a junk store a long, long time ago. And it just says, it's all about me. And I had to laugh. I bought it kind of as a joke, mm-hmm. About how egocentric am I. But as I've really gotten more in touch with that and with myself, what I realize is that it has to be all about us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. We did get some feedback from Sarah. She said, thanks for the reading. Jean, you were right about her parents being in a loveless marriage. Therefore, that was my model into growing up of relationships. And yes, I was right that she had father issues, which spills over into her other relationships. So she's in the process of forgiving from her heart. And, you know, that's a big thing. Forgiveness, we can often get forgiveness in our head. And we have to pull it down into our heart. And then once we forgive from our heart, we have to then start to digest it. So bring it down into the gut or our solar plexus so that we can really deal with the trust issues and the things that are actually blocking us. But thank you, Sarah, for contacting us back and letting us know kind of what was going on and that we were on as to what was happening. But, honey, I guarantee you that there is love coming. So just get into that state of, you know, forgiveness for yourself and you know, for your father and your parents staying in a loveless marriage and just having that, you know, as your role model. But, you know, just forgive all the men, all the people that have been a father type figure or authority type figure. Just forgive all of them, because there's all sorts of things that we can do to shift that energy. And then, yeah, forgive yourself for not knowing any better, for not understanding.
Right. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, you know, I think that, well, this has nothing to do with abandonment, but I really would also like to take just a moment before we run out of time to give thanks and gratitude for all of those who've served in the armed forces all around the world. Today's Veterans Day.
And Remembrance Day in Canada.
Yeah. And, you know, so they've sacrificed a lot so that each of us has personal freedom. And so, you know, just from my heart to their hearts, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Not that there are many of them left from the First or Second World War, but
right. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, there are a lot of them out there. I had to go to the grocery store on my way from the airport this morning because there was no food in my house. And the Starbucks in the grocery store was giving free coffee to veterans.
Oh, nice.
Really sweet, yeah.
Nice.
So, wow. So, in 2 weeks?
End. Yes, in 2 weeks.
All right. 25th. So we'll figure out between now and then what we're going to talk about. I'm sure that it'll be some sort of just really exciting something or another. And, you know, we'll be back to work with you guys and to help you get a handle on where you are and clear away the things that are holding you back from manifesting your heart's desire in every area of your life. So this has been really, really a fun show. It's, it's helped me today to process a lot of new information. So thank you all for helping me and supporting me in that. And thank you, Lori, on that one too.
Oh, thank you too, Jean.
And, we've had a great show and look forward to being with you in 2 weeks. And I'm Jean Adrian, and Lori Houston and I together are Voices of Soul. So until next time, we'll see you on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Ciao.